Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of our course. Data Analytics and SQL for SQA in the AEC industry. Today, we are diving deep into advanced analytics and current trends that are reshaping the architecture, engineering, and construction landscape. As you transition into roles demanding higher analytical proficiency, this stage will equip you with the essential skills and knowledge needed to thrive. Throughout this session, we will explore advanced SQL techniques, data warehousing, the role of big data in the AEC industry, and the basics of machine learning. Let's get started. Main content. Advanced SQL techniques. Let's begin with advanced SQL techniques. SQL is not just about pulling data. It's about transforming and analyzing it to derive meaningful insights. Techniques such as window functions allow you to perform calculations across a set of rows related to the current row. For instance, you can calculate running totals or moving averages, which are incredibly useful for project timelines and budget forecasting in the AEC sector. Consider a scenario where you manage multiple projects. By using window functions, you can analyze the performance metrics of each project over time, helping you make informed decisions based on trends rather than isolated data points. In addition to window functions, another advanced technique is the use of common table expressions, CTEs. CTEs allow for better organization of complex queries, making them more readable and maintainable. For example, if you want to analyze project costs across various phases, you could use a CTE to first summarize costs before applying further calculations or filters. Data warehousing. Next, we turn our attention to data warehousing. In the AEC industry, data comes from various sources: design tools, project management software, and procurement systems. A data warehouse centralizes this information, making it easier to analyze and report. Think of it as a repository that stores all historical data, providing a comprehensive view of your projects. For example, using a dimensional model can help in creating a star schema, where you have a central fact table connected to various dimension tables. This structure enhances query performance and makes it simple to derive insights, such as understanding the impact of delays on project costs over time. Moreover, data warehousing allows for the integration of disparate data sources. For instance, combining data from BIM, building information modeling, with construction schedules can provide insights into how design choices affect project timelines. This integration is crucial for making data-driven decisions that can lead to more efficient project executions. Big data in AEC. Now, let's discuss big data in AEC. With the increasing use of IoT devices and sensors, the volume of data generated in the AEC sector is unprecedented. This big data can uncover patterns and behaviors that were previously hidden. For instance, analyzing real-time data from construction sites can help in predicting equipment failures before they occur, thus minimizing downtime and costs. Moreover, leveraging big data analytics not only improves operational efficiencies but also enhances safety protocols. By analyzing data trends, project managers can identify risk factors and implement proactive measures. For example, data analytics could help determine the optimal time for maintenance based on usage patterns, ensuring equipment is serviced before it fails. Big data can also be utilized for predictive analytics. Imagine using historical data combined with machine learning algorithms to forecast project completion times based on various factors like weather conditions, resource availability, and design changes. This can significantly improve planning accuracy and stakeholder communication. # machine learning basics. Finally, we explore * machine learning basics. This is an exciting area that can revolutionize how we approach data in the AEC industry. Machine learning algorithms can sift through vast datasets to identify trends and make predictions. For example, using regression analysis, you can predict project costs based on historical data and various influencing factors. Machine learning can also be applied to optimize resource allocation. Imagine a system that suggests the best materials and labor force based on past project performances. This could streamline processes and increase project success rates. Another application of machine learning is in anomaly detection. For example, if a construction project is deviating from its planned schedule, machine learning models can highlight this early on by analyzing historical performance data, allowing teams to take corrective actions before the issue escalates. Furthermore, natural language processing, NLP, a branch of machine learning, can be used to analyze project documentation, emails, and reports to extract meaningful insights or to summarize project statuses, saving time and increasing productivity. Conclusion. As we wrap up stage 3, remember that these advanced analytics techniques and current trends are not just technical skills. They are strategic tools that will guide your career transition into roles that demand a deeper understanding of data-driven decision-making. The ability to analyze and interpret data effectively is a valuable asset in the evolving AEC industry. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply advanced SQL techniques in your current or future projects to enhance data analysis? 2. In what ways can the implementation of a data warehouse improve the efficiency of your workflow in the AEC industry? 3. Reflect on how big data and machine learning could transform your approach to project management and risk assessment. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of advanced analytics and current trends in the AEC industry. Your journey into data analytics is just beginning, and the skills you've learned will set you apart in your professional endeavors.